Technics.
Jacka News. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg and Rustenburg starting the week on 24, Pretoria a high of 25 degrees.
In Boksburg, queuing traffic on the N12 westbound towards the Rondebult Road exit.
In your sport, Rassie warns that the Springboks will face a desperate England when the world champs continue their November campaign at Twickenham next week Saturday. And Arsenal and Chelsea now 9 points behind Premier League leaders Liverpool.
Gauteng adopts a new approach to respond to the outbreak of cases of foodborne illnesses and deaths.
The first uniform approach across the province was to adopt a mechanism of reporting, because we've got so many deaths that are taking place. We want to isolate those that are foodborne and those that need our immediate attention.
Gauteng Premier Panyaza Lesufi told the media yesterday that there have been 23 deaths since the outbreak, most of them young lives lost. He added new bylaws have been adopted and that draft gazette has been signed by Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs Minister Velenkosini Hlabisa. All municipalities within Gauteng, without exception, will adopt this gazette.
Every week now we're going to develop a template that will be utilized by the following institutions: hospitals, clinics, schools, and community centers, so that our data is reliable. So the Department of Health will resolve.
More at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. To Tshwane, where the issue remains the levels of water in the reservoirs. The city says there's been some positive developments with water levels rising after various suburbs were left battling dry taps since last week. Work is still underway, though, to get air bubbles out of the Hartbeespoort Reservoir, and that supplies Soshanguve, Mabopane and Garankuwa. Meanwhile, spokesperson for the Tshwane Emergency Services, Lindsay Zwelithini Nguni, is urging residents of especially the extreme northern parts of Tshwane to heed the call to stay indoors where possible this afternoon. There's a warning of severe thunderstorms later today, bringing very heavy rain.
The warning was issued by the South African Weather Service. The impact of severe thunderstorms may include localized flooding, minor to major vehicle accidents due to poor driving visibility, and slippery road conditions, localized service disruptions due to power failures.
In international news, U.S. President-elect Donald Trump announced late last night that he is bringing back hardline immigration official Tom Homan to oversee the country's borders in the upcoming administration. Trump posted on his social network Truth Social last night that Homan will be America's border czar. Trump pledged that on day one of his presidency, he plans on launching the largest deportation operation of undocumented immigrants in U.S. history. And at the 2024 MTV Europe Music Awards held in Manchester last night, South African-born singing sensation Taylor introduced someone new to the world, her sister. Taylor took her sister Sydney with her on stage when she won her awards.
Do you want to say anything?
Girl, I'm proud of you.
Thank you so much, EMAs. I love my tiger.
Taylor Swift picked up 4 awards.
Taylor Swift.
Picked up 4 awards.
Okay.
And Tyler picked up 3 awards with her sister Sydney.
So Tyler, not Taylor.
Tyler Swift.
Yeah, Tyler, the South African.
You said
I'm
Taylor.
Laughing at your pronunciation.
We must know the difference between Thailand and Taylor in this day and age.
The end of this day.
Was that Taylor Swift's sister?
Or was it Taylor's Swift sister?
There was a girl last night at an award ceremony held in England that won 3 awards, and she comes from South Africa.
Okay.
And she took her sister, who's also from South Africa, called Sydney.
Oh, is it a sister from South Africa?
Yes. Okay. Right, okay. On stage with her, who said, "Girl, I love you. We're proud of you." And they all hugged.
And then she hit a note much higher than anybody.
Yes. Yeah. Even dolphins.
Mariah Carey.
Yes. Yeah.
Mariah Carey and Sydney.
Yes.
What's up,
okay, Nimalaka. All right, so. Yes.